take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
That's what people who read books sound like. Hello, Karen, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Mikey.
Good morning to you. And what about books? What about that book? That looks like cool book. I was just looking at the cover and hearing you guys talk about it on the sort of...
Flames.
Yeah, look at that.
Flames now, that's on a cover. Yeah. It's called A Separation by Katie Kitamura.
And it's actually called a separation.
A novel.
They've written that on the front there. A novel.
Yeah. In case they think
I didn't want a novel. No, I'm all good, thanks. Yeah, so it's A Separation, a novel by Katie Kitamura?
That's correct, yes. So I recently read this on holiday. It's a good holiday read, and it's about a couple in their 30s who live in London, and they've been married for 5 years, and they recently have separated. And the husband says, he's a bit of a dick, and he says, I don't want you to tell anybody, not even my family. Like, it's a big secret we've separated. She's already moved on. She's moved in with another gent, and she gets a phone call from... She gets a phone call from his mother saying, hey, I'm really worried about Christopher. I haven't heard from him in a while. Apparently he's in Greece. Can you go over?
Da, da, da.
Can you go and find him? And amazingly, she does.
Yeah, I just think you'd be hard-pressed for much separated couples to sort of go, absolutely, I'll take a couple of months off work.
And she does it. She gets on a plane, goes to Greece. And
I reckon she still loves him.
Village.
That's what I'm determining from that turn of events.
And she gets to the hotel, and they say, oh, we haven't actually seen him in 6 days. See, the plot is thickening.
Woo!
They haven't seen him in 6 days, so she sort of hangs
about. So he was there.
He was there. Many traces of him there.
Nightclubbing. Stuck at a nightclub. We've all been there.
Got to read the book. So he's an author who published a successful book about a social history of music. It's really popular, and he's working on his next book, which is about mourning rituals, as in mourning as in grief. So, it's the whole grief angle.
Yeah, okay.
And she's a literary translator.
If you're looking for a book on grief, yep.
Anyway, she goes to this...
she's a literary translator.
Yeah, yeah.
Stories, eh?
So she gets to this hotel in Greece. It's very evocative, the setting. And you were saying that it was being made into a film?
Johnny, have you been to Greece? Or do you say you've been to Greece?
He's
or you've acted
Wikipedia.
in the stage play Greece?
Which one was it? The stage play.
Who's your play?
Kaneki?
I'm picking Kaneki.
Yes.
Anyway, the landscape here is really evocative. So I can imagine it being a film. It's set in this sort of Greek village, and there's been a spate of fires.
Like the ABBA movie. Like Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
And that beautiful fishing village.
It's a musical. It's a musical.
There's a movie too with old, what's the name? This old,
old thingy.
Old, best, the best actor in the world.
Anyway.
Hi.
The landscape is really blackened and barren and desolate amongst this kind of picturesque Greek kind of landscape. And as we read it, all these significant characters kind of come in and out. And basically, this is a really sophisticated thriller. It's really refined and it's got a murky plot, but the writing's really clean. And I loved it. Cause it's
murky plot, but clean writing?
Yeah.
How do you determine that?
Because you sort of...
I mean, murky plot, I get, but how does one...
The writing is very precise.
The plot rinses off the writing. Nicely.
Yeah. And very clean and very refined. So I really loved that.
Nice.
And it's quietly unsettling. And it reminds me a lot of Deborah Levy's Hot Milk and Vendala Vida's Divers Clothes Lie Empty. And also I think people who like Eleanor
Ferrante... That's a creepy name for a book, Divers Clothes Lie Empty.
Yeah, it's a great book. Eleanor Ferrante and Carl Ove Nasgard, I think people who... like those authors would like this book, and apparently Nasgard was an early reader of this book, so they're chums. Literary chums. I recommend it. It's great.
Now that's out now.
It's out now. Got it in the shop at Unity Books. If you're after a good read,
you didn't pop out to the festival out west.
Oh, well, we're the bookseller for Going West.
Yeah,
so
you were out there.
I wasn't out there. I was recovering from my weekend.
About your weekend.
I was just playing some records. So, yeah. Did you go?
No. I was at, like I said, the races.
Oh, yeah, you...
I was at the book festival. I was at the races. Ha, ha! No. It was, no, I'd like to have been. That sounded really cool. I know Musty, we had Mark Eastbrook come in here the other day, and he was
yeah.
Ready to rumble.
Yeah, great lineup of thinkers and readers and writers. Amazing. Fantastic. And I hope the new venue worked well.
What's the next big event in the literary calendar at the moment?
Well, we are constantly doing launches. The next launch is Diana Wichtel from the Listener's Memoir. And
I love Diana Wichtel.
Yeah, she's great. And also Al Brown is launching his cookbook, so we're doing the launch
for
that.
Oh, that's unusual. Al Brown doing a cookbook?
He's done a few.
He's a good dude, though.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, Al. All right, well, that's cool. Thank you very much for coming in. The name of that book again is?
A Separation by Katie Kitamura.
Thank you very much.
That was Loose Reads.